Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want to talk about South Africa's agricultural trade, mainly because this past week we received excellent full year data of South Africa's agricultural exports for 2023. And the country did reasonably well. The exports reached a record $13.2 billion. This is up 3% from the previous year. And I must admit that it is against our expectation that perhaps maybe 2023 was going to be a modest year than the previous year, because the previous year, 2022, was actually also a record exports of about $12.8 billion. Now we've reached a new record of $13.2 billion. Then one may ask and say, what were the products that were driving this export activity for 2023? And the basket is nicely mixed. You have citrus, maize, apples and pears, nuts, wine, soybean, sugar, wool, grapes, berries, avocados, beef, fruit juices, and a range of other products. So the basket was mixed of quite a number of South African agricultural products that supported this export activity. But I must say that this is also a function of an improvement in volumes as well as in prices. The pricing development, though, or the pricing story is more varied, because there are some agricultural products like grains and the oil seeds whose prices in 2023 were down notably from the levels that we saw in 2022. Meanwhile, if you were to look at some fruit prices, you realize that in 2023, they were up from the levels that we have seen in 2022. So this excellent activity is not only just the story of the prices, but also the volumes. And the volumes part is the one that is exciting to me, given that with all of the challenges that we have seen at the ports, we're worried that we're not going to be able to push out to export markets, various countries that demand high quality South African products. We're not going to be able to push to them the volumes that is required on time. But it looks like we were able to do that. And I think credit has to go to a range of stakeholders. Transnet, with all of its difficulties, has been working closely with industry. The leadership has been open to cooperation. And I think this excellent export activity is beginning to be glimpses of some of the fruits of some of those conversations. In various parts, industry has been involved, but I might say that a number also of stakeholders that are in the logistics, it's not just the agriculture industry and Transnet, but various stakeholders in the logistics industry has been part and parcel of those groupings to look into the supply chain and say, where are the glitches? Where are the delays? How do we begin to resolve those? And there are forums that are established where this communication is ongoing. And I think it has, to a large extent, assisted to this export activity of 2023 that we are talking about now. So there's been some positive news on that. When one then looks at these exports and say, geography-wise, where are we concentrated? Are we concentrated in a few countries, or are we nicely spread across the range of countries in the world? And I think if you were to view it from a continental perspective, you realize that Africa remains the leading market for South Africa's agricultural products. In 2023, the African continent accounted for 38% of South Africa's agricultural exports. Asia is the second largest market, and it accounted for about 28% of South Africa's agricultural exports. The EU is the third largest market, and it accounted for about 19% of South Africa's agricultural exports. The Americas was the fourth largest, accounting for 6%, and then the remaining 9% was spread across the world. Now, if you were to look, though, by country, not by regions, the UK is one of the important markets, because in that 9% of the rest of the world, 7% is actually the UK. So the UK remains an important market for South Africa. In terms of the products, we see that grains, which is maize, soybeans, wool, and beef, are mainly within the Asian markets. Africa, we do see fruits and largely grains. While if you to look at the Europe market, you see a lot of fruits and wine. That's the composition of our products, more roughly about where do we send what in all of these products that South Africa has been able to get. But I must say, South Africa is not only a one-way country. We also import quite a volume of products. In fact, in 2023, we imported agricultural products worth $7 billion. This is down, of course, then 4% if you were to compare it with the previous year, and not mainly because of the volume, but a price story, because the products that comprise the basket of our imports, or the large part of our import basket, is rice, palm oil, wheat, poultry products, and whiskey. And the palm oil, rice, and wheat, for much of last year, we saw the prices moderating quite favorable. And I think rice prices only picked up again towards the end of the year because of the India's intervention to reduce the export activity on their side, thus shocking the rice market. But broadly, when you're looking into this, the prices were favorable, which is why then, if you look at South Africa's agricultural imports for 2023, you will realize that they were down by 4% compared to the previous year. Now, if you take then South Africa's agricultural exports of $13.2 billion, you subtract the imports of $7 billion, this leaves South Africa with a trade surplus of about $6.2 billion in 2023. So judged purely from the value perspective, one would say from a trade side, South Africa had an excellent year in 2023 from a trade perspective. Of course, then it's not like all is flowery in the farming sector. There are higher input costs and a whole range of things that farmers are dealing with. But I think it's important that we highlight the trade activity that has been excellent for the year. But I don't want to end the story there, because there are some policy considerations that some of us who are advising government and some that are working for government should actually be thinking about. The story of the fact that logistics are at the core. They are a bloodline of South Africa's agricultural sector and agricultural trade. So we do need to continuously work to improve the logistics. This past week, there was a change in leadership in Transnet, or a permanent appointment of the CEO, who the industry has been working with and very well liked by industry, and other senior appointments that were made within the organization. Hopefully, over time, then Transnet really works to improve the efficiency. But we also have to speak about the local municipalities that have to improve their roads, because if roads are not up to standard in a number of towns in South Africa, this does weigh on agricultural sector. Railway lines, it's also something that needs to be looked at. So the overall logistics story is important. And the second aspect still on infrastructure is water, legislatively as well as infrastructure side. These are important policy considerations that to say we need to see some improvement and intervention on this, because they help on logistics, on exports, water, in our expansion of agricultural production. So those are some of the things. Beyond the infrastructure and the logistics, the other thing that we need to look at is opening more export markets as South Africa. The world is turning inward of some sort. In fact, some areas, some regions perhaps, because even our neighboring countries, if you think about Botswana, Lesotho, these are some of the countries that have introduced all kinds of barriers to South Africa to export vegetables and the other things. If you think about the EU, there's a rise in protectionism even there. The issue of false codling moth that South African citrus industry was accused of, and many other conversations that one see arising. Because if you follow the EU farm protests that are ongoing, farmers there are talking about the need to be protected, along with, of course, the conversation about the protest about the environmental policies and the other and the declining subsidies. But at the core, they also are saying they should be protected. Now, that means then there is a protectionism sentiment that is there, not only in Europe, but within Africa. Then for a country like South Africa, where we are exporting more than half of what we produce, we do need to open up more markets. Firstly, though, when I talk about export opening up more markets, this should not be seen as a way of saying Europe is not important, Africa not important, Asia not important. These are at the core of our agricultural success. So we need to make sure that we keep those relationships warm and working with our friends in the EU, friends in Africa, friends in the Middle East, friends in Asia and elsewhere in the world in the Americas. Because then exporting and keeping relationships warm with those countries and those regions is important. But we do need to open up extra markets as an addition to that, as we anticipate more products to come from expanding farming activities in South Africa. Some of those countries are the likes of China, India, Saudi Arabia. Those should be priority. But I wouldn't say we end there. We have to strengthen our trade with South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Taiwan, Mexico, the Philippines, Bangladesh. These are some of the countries that I think South Africa should work to ensure that from a policy or trade policy perspective, we warm the relationship with these countries. I guess this is a message for the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, Department of Agriculture, and friends at DECO to say that we need to make sure that from DECO's side, the Economic Diplomacy Unit, working with Department of Agriculture and Trade, we nurture this relationship and open more of the export markets, because this is a sector that is growing, have the capacity to bring in more land into production. But in some of the new markets, of course, there are issues of higher tariff, phytosanitary barriers. These are all things that needs to be addressed so that we continue to see the export activity. But broadly, looking at 2023 from a trade side, it's been a success in the midst of a number of problems that farmers are faced. But I do think that overall we did reasonably well. That's it for this week, folks. I wanted to just highlight some of these positive stories that we saw on trade and some perhaps consideration for policymakers about what they should be doing going forward. Because we shouldn't only just celebrate these numbers, but we should say, okay, we see this, we are here now, but where are we heading as South Africa? And I think opening up more export markets, working to ensure that the sector is more inclusive at a production level, these are all of the things that we need to do. Folks, my name is Wandile Sehlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read more about some of the things that I write in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. And also follow some of our work in the website of the organization that I work for. That's the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, www.agbiz.co.za. I'll come back next week with another segment where we will shine the light on one of the important aspects that would have shaped our thinking about the sector for the week. Thanks for listening, folks.